Have you ever been betrayed? The problem with it is not just what happens in that single instance. The problem with betrayal is what it does to you. It's like a wound that is just scratched deep, where you think, well, the next person's just going to do the same. And every single time you assume that someone's going to betray you, it goes deeper and deeper and deeper until you simply believe that that's the way the world works. The thing about Jesus being God is I can't even count the number of times he'd been betrayed. Eve in the garden, Cain with Abel, even when he frees the Israelites from slavery, they choose a golden calf over the God who created the heavens and the earth. Then you just consider Jesus' life. Peter, who walked on water and yet fell in the middle of it. The number of times his disciples start asking, which one of us is going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And he still chooses a different pathway. The problem with us, is that when we are betrayed, we let it wound us so badly that it's hard for us to trust the next time. Jesus chose a different path. Here he is in Luke, the 22nd chapter. When the hour came, he took his place at the table and the apostles with him. He said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And then he took a cup. And after giving thanks, he said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took a loaf of bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he gave it to them and said, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, this cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But see, the one who betrays me is with me, and his hand is on the table. For the Son of Man is going as it has been determined. The question that I keep asking is how you and I live the same kind of life. I've been betrayed. It's hard to recover. It's hard to trust again. It's hard not to let the old wound of what someone else has done to you not become the excuse for you creating new wounds in other people. It is so hard not to pass that on. And Jesus on this night, knowing what was about to come, knowing that Peter would deny him three times, knowing that Thomas would doubt him even after he had been resurrected, knowing that Judas had already sold him out for 30 pieces of silver, he says, come. He says, come. Would he invite you to dinner? Would he invite me? I think he'd say, come on. I've struggled to figure out how we live lives of redemption, where the wounds of our past actually get healed, where we get to live redeemed lives, where the wounds that have been cut so deeply by parents or friends or coworkers or wives or husbands or children, where those wounds instead become testimonies, where those wounds become places where we get to point to the goodness that even in spite of our brokenness, we were welcomed at the table. I don't think we pray often enough in life, publicly. There's a friend of mine who told me about one of his coworkers who has a prayer ministry every time they go out to eat. Every time they go out to eat, they tell the server, hey, we're about to pray. You're welcome to join us, but I'd love to know, is there anything that we can specifically pray for you? The last two times she's done this, the server, different people, got unnerved and walked away. And I tell you, the story you would be telling yourself would be, I knew I should have kept Jesus to myself. I knew I shouldn't have done it. But instead, both times, they've come back and they've said, are you serious? One of them said, I have been here in this town for months and I have no friends. This is the first time anyone has offered any kindness in months. Jesus says, come. How do you and I turn our wounds into places where they become invitations to others? Have you been betrayed? So was the one who said, come to the table. Have you been denied? So has the one who says, come to the table. Because he did that to us, knowing that there are in this crowd some Thomases, some Peters, and in all of our hearts, just a little bit of Judas. The question is, will you come and be healed so that your scars can become testimonies, so that you and I can invite others to the table because we didn't deserve it. And yet we're welcome anyway. He knows what we're about to do. He knows the wounds that are going to come. And he died anyway. You are welcome. Judas, Thomas, Peter, and even Arthur.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. From the earth you bring forth bread and create the fruit of the vine. You formed us in your image, delivered us from captivity, and made covenant to be our sovereign God. You fed us manna in the wilderness. You gave us grapes as evidence of the promised land. And so with your people on earth and all of the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, 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 Holy Lord. God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. When we turned aside from your way and abused your gifts, you gave us in him your crowning gift. Emptying himself that our joy might be full, he fed the hungry, healed the sick, ate with scorned and forgotten, washed his disciples' feet, and gave a holy meal as a pledge of his abiding presence. And by the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body, broken for you. Every time you eat it, do it in remembrance of me."
And likewise, when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of my new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink this in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we together proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
And now, with the confidence of the children of God, we say together the prayer Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Amen. Will those who are assisting please come forward at this time? As communion is served, you'll be receiving the elements by intinction. You'll receive a piece of bread, you'll dip it in the cup, and consume both elements together. If you prefer at this time not to participate in communion, but prefer a blessing instead, simply cross your arms over your chest, and you will receive a blessing. This is not St. Andrew's table. This is God's table. And all who desire to receive and experience God's grace through this sacrament are welcome to come. The ushers will direct you.